This is Last Week in 5 Minutes or Less from Albion Financial Group, and I'm Mike Kessler, Senior Portfolio Manager here at Albion, with your update for the week ending at the U.S. market close on Friday, December 3rd of 2021. Last week was a challenging one for stocks, as risk assets were whipsawed by shifting sentiment around the Omicron variant as well as U.S. monetary policy. First, regarding the virus, it is increasingly clear that the presence of Omicron is already fairly widespread in the U.S. and globally. But at the same time, there is growing optimism that existing vaccines will provide meaningful protection against severe disease and death, and there are also indications that Omicron may be more likely to cause milder cases of COVID-19 in the first place. The degree of protection conferred by existing vaccines and the rate of severe disease caused by Omicron will be closely watched by investors in the coming weeks. Turning to U.S. monetary policy, Fed Chair Jerome Powell's pivot towards inflation fighting has cooled some investors' appetite for stocks, sending most U.S. equity benchmarks lower last week. The NASDAQ was hit somewhat harder than the Dow or the S&P, while small and mid-cap stocks generally underperformed relative to large caps. Traditional defensive sectors held up the best last week, with only utilities and real estate registering small gains. In bond markets, Treasury investors have responded to Jerome Powell's somewhat more hawkish turn by flattening the yield curve, under the assumption that more aggressive inflation fighting in the near term should mean lower inflation and thus lower bond yields in the long term. Fed fund futures are now pricing in roughly 2.5 rate hikes by the end of 2022, and yields rose at the front end of the Treasury curve, with the 2-year finishing the week at 59 basis points. Meanwhile, yields fell in the belly and the long end of the curve, with 10-year yields down 7 basis points to finish at 1.34%, while 30-year yields fell 15 basis points to close at 1.67%. This was the lowest close in 30-year yields since the first few days of January. In corporate credit markets, investment-grade credit spreads widened slightly to 95 basis points, equaling their widest level of the year, while high-yield spreads moved in the opposite direction and tightened after having widened dramatically when Omicron was first reported the day after Thanksgiving. Commodities were also lower last week, as one might expect given the evolution of the inflation outlook. Oil prices fell by nearly $2 per barrel, with U.S. crude benchmark West Texas Intermediate finishing the week at $66.26. Natural gas and coal were also lower, as were most precious metals. And finally, Bitcoin also finished lower for the third consecutive week. In economic news, the most consequential update was the monthly jobs report from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. According to the report, the U.S. economy added 210,000 non-farm payrolls in November, below the consensus estimate of 550,000. However, a number of this year's payroll reports have seen significant upward revisions in subsequent months, particularly over the summer, when what appeared initially to be a significant downturn in job creation turned out to be much less worrisome than originally feared. Underneath the headline number, most other aspects of this month's report were quite encouraging. The U3 unemployment rate fell 40 basis points to 4.2%, a fresh pandemic low, and the U6 underemployment rate fell 50 basis points to 7.8%, also a fresh pandemic low. Meanwhile, the labor force participation rate rose to 61.8%, the highest level since early 2020, and hopefully a sign of more Americans returning to the job market. And finally, growth in average hourly earnings cooled slightly to 4.8% on a year-over-year basis. Wage growth will be closely watched in the months ahead as one gauge of the effectiveness of the Fed's pivot towards inflation fighting. That's all for now. Thanks for listening to Last Week in 5 Minutes or Less from Albion Financial Group. To hear a recap of the previous week in markets every Monday, search for Albion Financial Group on your favorite podcast app. In the meantime, we hope you have a great week, and we'll see you next Monday.